Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance. You shouldn't let it go by. I mean, you remember when you busted the guts out of the ball the other day? Someone's telling you something, kid. If I was you, I'd listen.
So we don't stop. If we start something, we see it the entire way through. At the end of it, even if you don't like it to the highest level, you know that you put your time, energy into something that you're at least proud. Proud that you did. Proud that you were able to put a period on that sentence.
That's why when I train a fighter or I train someone, I'm like, you have no idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
And one of the things, like what father always told me, you don't need to work. You don't need to just stay focused, train, and your time gonna come.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
I have certain rituals that I will not break because of that. I can do the same thing every day.
You're gonna get through it. But you gotta take chance in life, man. Can't play it safe, y'all. You gotta jump, you gotta go for it.
People who take action before they feel ready develop greater confidence through experience, not preparation.
The fact that something really devastating happened in my life gave me the opportunity to have something great happen. And I think that's the way it works. You gotta have good and bad.
I promise you, if you can actually go through 100 days of rejection, your life will change. Because you will realize that at the end of the 100 days, you're still alive and nothing changed.
There's a beautiful proverb that says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the next best time is today.
But the barbaric life that I live, that you have to live, the almost obsession that you must have to be great, you can't put that shit in the fucking book, bro.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears.
Now, I would train like every day look better and better. I'm in the mirror, I'm scared of myself in the mirror, you know, because I was so focused on this. I had the opportunity to be very selfish at that time, and you gotta be selfish at times.
Unequivocally, there is no such thing as physical toughness if there is no mental toughness.
I learned to be comfortable being uncomfortable. If you can get that in your head, this too shall pass. Every moment of everything you've ever gone through, God got you through it.
Being a ranger isn't a name. It's a value. You can't go buy it. You gotta earn that shit.
Don't condemn yourself for being afraid. It's perfectly fine to have some fears. You acknowledge your fears, you embrace those fears, and then you move on.
When it comes to basketball conversations, I'm very arrogant. I only want to hear my name. So when they say who's the most dominant player ever, I want them to say my name. I don't want them to be like, maybe Will, maybe Shaq. That don't fly with me. I want them to say Shaq.
People who quit, you're doing a run and you go so far and you stop, it's not because your body gave out. It's because your will and your mind said, I've had enough. I don't want to do this anymore.
Stop waiting for the right time. Stop waiting. Start before it feels safe. Stop waiting for the right time because there isn't one.
Opportunity is disguised as problems. Okay, if you don't have problems, you don't have a life. Everybody has problems. In fact, the more money you have,
the more problems you have. The more money, the more stuff I had, the more problems I have.
You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one.
And it doesn't matter if they win or lose. It's just that fact that they're committed to try. And they continue to try and continue to try. Never failing to try. That's the difference, man.
The truth is, action creates motivation, not the other way around. A lot of us think that I'll feel motivated, then I'll take action. It's the other way around. Take action, and then you'll feel motivated.
It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
It's not until you complete something that you can honestly sit with yourself and go, that's what life is. That's called seeing things through the entire way.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you will never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life.
Now you can get the success, but it's not a quick fix. It's a long-term thing that you get to work your ass off for. But when you get the success, you got the world with it. Because up here, we just create it. And the body is just a representation of how pure we are up top.
So there's no perfect time to begin. That's a myth. The truth is, the right time is a feeling that shows up after you start, not before.
Go into these endeavors, these changes, transformations, knowing it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Accept that, welcome that. You know, just search for that. Because those are the challenges that creates the better man of who it is at the end.
When your friends start to say, you've changed, it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
And because they see so few people who have, so it makes sense that they don't have that. So I see that as a lack of skill, not malice. Like, it's not that they're bad people. They just don't even know it because so few people do change. Yeah. So few people do grow.
If you're going to get credit for courage, then there has to be some level of risk, whether it's, you know, capital risk in doing something in a business or physical risk if you're doing something to run into a fire to save somebody. Yeah, so I think courage has to have some kind of risk involved.
Abraham Maslow said that life is about growth. And he said, you can either go back to your comfort zone, and there you won't find any growth. Or you must be willing to go forward and face your fears again and again and again. Well, most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit. And most people don't like being uncomfortable. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success, because success is a very uncomfortable feeling.
I don't need to be the most decorated person, but it's weird because in not even trying, I have a resume that people will now measure up against, like, oh, that's, you got to win X amount to pass the hurdle. So it's weird. Like, I didn't even try to do any of that. All I tried to do is, like, yo, just get me out there.
You start with your mind. You start with your mind. And how do you start with your mind? You put yourself in tough situations that you can overcome, but it ain't easy, because your mind and your will always quit before your body does.
Like, there's this period of discomfort when you change anything because everyone around you wants you to fit within the label that they are comfortable with.
But they also have the anchor of what you were before.
Yeah, exactly. And so they try and, like, they people don't like that. And so they're like, no, I like you in this box. So just say, I know you're having a little thing right now. Don't worry, just, and they just want to shove you back into it. And
remember when I was talking with my father and he told me, hey, remember, you know how people make diamonds? Diamonds make it under big pressure. If you can handle this pressure, you're gonna become diamond. But if you lose, you're gonna be loser.
This is the mistake we make. We think I can prepare to avoid all learning. Preparation's important. I'm not gonna take away from that. But experience is incredible. It's an incredible teacher. Your brain builds certainty from doing not from waiting.
Nobody has the confidence in the decisions that you're making for yourself like you do. So if you're waiting for that to connect in the beginning stages, it may or may not. If it doesn't, it shouldn't prevent you from like following through on whatever the line of like go is for you.
I want that. I want people to scream my name. That's what I want. So from that day on, I came and I practiced every day. Still wasn't any good. Practice, practice, practice. And that's also when I learned how to take criticism and turn it into motivation juice. Like, instead of playing with the kids, I used to play with the men because I was their size.
You know the weekend where you really only had two things to do for the weekend? Whatever it was, you had to write this thing and you had to answer this other thing. And on Friday, you're like, I'll do it tomorrow. And on Saturday, like, I'll do it. And it's basically hanging over your head the whole weekend. Whereas if you'd just done Friday afternoon, the whole weekend would have been a lot better. So just do the thing.
People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard that I never turn the thing off? Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice. And that choice makes you misunderstood. It makes you crazy.
In life, there's good and there's evil, and there's good and bad. And a lot of times when evil and heavy, terrible things comes along in your life, it's really an opportunity. And everything I looked at in my life that's been bad, or like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I think back now, it gave me an opportunity. Opportunity is disguised as problems.
It doesn't make any sense for you not to have the life that you dream of. It does not make any sense. God really does want to use you as an example of what he can do. You just gotta volunteer, but you gotta be willing to go through something to get to it. Success ain't free. They ain't passing out money, man.
Do something that's hard and do it every day. That's one of the nice things about jiu-jitsu. You're gonna get choked. You're gonna be uncomfortable. You're gonna get smashed. You're gonna have to tap out. Your ego is gonna get abused. Go do that. Go do that. Go for a run, lift, do hard stuff. And that's a good way to keep that, I guess, fresh.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life, but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
I mean, like, there is no success without failure. They go hand in hand. And with the failure comes amazing lessons, adjustments. And you get sharper because of the shit that you've done wrong or that you didn't know to approach a certain way that you now know how to improve. So I embrace the concept of failure just as much as I embrace the win of success.
There's a difference between saying I am good enough and I am good. So you could say I am good enough for my current state based on the work that I've put into it, but I could be better. And so like, you can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created. But you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end-all, be-all, and the last outcome that you need to have.
It don't work like this. You have to spend, you have to sacrifice all your life if you want to become champion. But same time, if you have to make money for you to live, it's better make money. Because if you are not ready to sacrifice everything, even 1%, it has to be like 100%. You have to be focused to become world champion.
Hey man, stop thinking, man, that your life is over because you're a certain age. Oh, who are you to determine? You know what I can't stand when I hear Christians say, well, I guess it was the Lord's will. If it was the Lord's will, I would have had some money by now. No, 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 you can't dump that on God. God's will is that you prosper. That's his will.
Every second of the day, he is trying to extract more from something. He's constantly thinking, he's constantly disciplined, never going off the path. Whatever is injured on him, he figures a way. It's a conqueror's mindset. And very few people, if any, can really understand what that is.
When you go to the cage, you have so many emotional camps same time on your head. And you have to leave this, every emotional, they have separate places. But if everything come on your mind and this can make you weak, this can make you break, this can make you strong, you know?
So it's my philosophy, I'm not gonna get touched up twice. I'm not gonna get beat up in practice. And I'm not gonna get beat up in the game. So I'll chill and practice, and I'll give you my all in the game. So when they used to see that, it was like, oh, he's not working hard, but I'm not. I'm not gonna work hard. I'm gonna go out in front of these 16,000 people and give you 28-10. I'm gonna go out and dominate. I'm gonna go out, hit clutch free throws when I need them.
I didn't like squatting at all, to tell you the truth. It's scary. Your hands sweat, you get nervous, and you know, you get kind of anxious. But I'm addicted to the feeling afterwards. After a squat workout, doing 500, 400 pounds for reps, and your life passes in front of your eyes and you succeed, it's like, life is great. The sky is blue, the grass is green, and life is absolutely wonderful. I'm in a great mood for a week later.
Now, I know taking chances is kind of fretful, but the best things in life is on the other side of fear. But one of the things that I've always done to help overcome my fears is I make my dreams bigger than all my fears. I have dreams that's so big that not getting there is just unacceptable.
We have a hotel, we have food, we have cars, and we have gym. And every single day you wake up, train, eat, sleep, and repeat. You know, it's like I was doing same thing all my life. Stability. If you don't have stability, if you don't recover between the trainings, you're never gonna become successful.
When I started my podcast, which was in 2019, everyone said it was too saturated. I think at that time there were like 700,000 podcasts. I think today there's 5 million. So the point is, things are always gonna be more saturated. Things are always going to be more competitive. There are always going to be more creators as time goes on. So it's whether you want to start now, when there are 5 million podcasts, or whether you're going to wait 5 years when there's 10 million podcasts, right? Which one's better?
Speaking before various audiences that had more going for them than I did, and realize and appreciate my own value, and that I was a worthwhile person, even though I didn't have all going for me. I didn't have the money, I didn't have the education that they had. So part of the process is seeing yourself, being worthy, being capable.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Having what you need to make you a worthwhile person, and that you're more than able, and that you deserve to be listened to, or you deserve to have that dream and that passion.
That's a luxury to be depressed, I feel. I feel it's a tool of self-discovery. And if you're strong enough to face it, it's a multiplier in your life to reach levels of happiness you've never felt before. It's the rebound effect of life that really drives who somebody is. And I said this before, I think your greatest hour is usually followed right after your worst hour is spare. You have to find out what you're all made of.
You know, you have to train every day. You have to do same thing. Sparring, grappling, wrestling, running, like meets, bag, every single day. Like you cannot, like if you're fighting, you cannot sing and come to inside the cage and win. No, you have to do same thing every single day. And so many years, you know? You have to sacrifice everything what you have.
You're never going to have a fear-free existence. I mean, some fear is acceptable and legitimate. There are some things that you really should be afraid of. Now, you shouldn't allow it to immobilize you. You acknowledge it, you take it into account, and you carry yourself accordingly. There are times that we should proceed with caution, but it's the difference between being stopped by fear.
is the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
I never wanted to be a champion. I just wanted to wrestle. And if you're good, it'll take you places where one day you can hold one of those. But if you start with the goal of, I want to hold one of those, man, am I pigeonholing my goal. What the f*** do you really want to do? I just wanted to wrestle. And if I got fired by WWE, I would have tried to go to Japan. I would have tried to go to Mexico. I would have tried to go to the UK. Because I just wanted to do it. But that also meant I would put my best foot forward and I wasn't shackled to, I need to be champion or I'm not validated. I'm not successful.
Well, you see a man covered in tattoos, that doesn't make him a tough man. Toughness is not about how many push-ups you can do or what you can bench press or how far you can run. Toughness is in the mind. And your body can be the most perfect, the most conditioned specimen. But if you don't have a tough mind, if you don't have a toughness of the mind, if you don't have a tough will, you're not tough.
In life, if you won't be remembered, you can't go by that either. You can't be some trust fund baby when mom and dad gave you everything and expect to live a life of fulfillment. No one can give you that satisfaction. You gotta be willing to lose something to gain it. In the process of losing it, the transformation, that process, when you're going for it, that's where you find yourself, man. That's where you really find that you're living.
Experiencing pain in your muscles and aching and just then go on and go on and then go on. And this last two or three or four repetitions, that's what makes actually the muscle then grow. And that divides then one from a champion and one from not being a champion. If you can go through this pain barrier, you make it to be a champion. If you can't go through, forget it. And that's what most people lack, is on this having the guts to go in and just say, I go through and I don't care what happens. You know, it aches, and if I fall down, I have no fear of fainting in a gym.
And if you wait for motivation, you'll be waiting a long, long time. People who make moves don't wait for motivation. People who make progress don't wait for motivation. Actually, they do things when they don't feel motivated. That's the key to success. That's the key to discipline, is doing things when we don't feel motivated. Motivation is this myth that you need to feel ready to take action. Instead, we need to focus on building momentum, triggering momentum.
Mental toughness is not physical strength. Mental toughness is, I'm not going to quit. It hurts, but I'm not going to quit. Oh, it's hurting worse. I'm not going to quit. Oh, I don't know. I've never experienced pain and discomfort at this level, but I'm not going to quit. I don't know if I can go any further, but I'm not going to quit. That's not physical toughness, folks. That's mental toughness. And without mental toughness, physical toughness doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
Here's how it works. Your brain remembers unfinished tasks more than finished ones. When you start something, even just a little, your brain creates a mental loop that stays open. That tension makes you want to go back and complete it. That's why it's easier to keep working after you've started, but so hard to begin. Motivation kicks in after momentum, not before. So today, don't try to finish the whole thing. Start badly. Start briefly. All you have to do is set a timer for 3 minutes, open the document, do one push-up, write one sentence.
For me, I was more miserable trying to make everyone else happy than I am now with everyone else unhappy with me. And so I think, like, from the social group that I had before I quit my job, before going all the way like ground zero to today, I talked to no one from that time in my life compared to today. And I was absolutely miserable and unhappy and unfulfilled. And I would say that the majority of those people probably don't like me today because I changed. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. He thinks he's so fancy now, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I'm just okay with that. And so I think coming to terms with the idea that I could be absolutely rejected by everyone I know, but like me, I was more okay with that because the alternative was I didn't want to live anymore.
So you'd think that like, oh, John Cena, this guy's everything handed to him. He's always at the top. That was my first main event WrestleMania appearance as an attraction in like 13 years. And in that span, I worked new wrestlers. I worked for lower level titles. I sat ringside and crushed 3 beers and then got squashed by The Undertaker as a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I did all sorts of you know, but because it was never about like, I'm not a success unless I'm in the main event of WrestleMania. No, that's just a position with a ton of stress. Just get me out on the course. Just get me in the arena. Have me in section 1, shaking hands with people from Australia, and I'll make it the best time they ever had. It doesn't matter. Like, just get me out there. What I don't want to do is sit on the bench.
Don't listen to other people. Their opinion should never value anything in your mind. Those other people really are looking at you, voicing their opinions just because they can't do it themselves. They're weak. And so they're gonna tell you stuff like, dude, I don't know why you're doing that. Why are you putting all that detail up in the ceiling? Why are you doing that? Doing all that stuff because as you grow ahead and you get further and further along, you are broadcasting shining light on their shortcomings. And they don't like that. They were comfortable until you came along and challenged them indirectly. They won't be so manly to tell you that, though. They won't be that honest. They're going to tell you, man, yeah, you shouldn't be doing all that work. Yeah, shouldn't be doing it.
I had no knowledge, no idea. All my friends have went on to the next stage. They let me be the dummy by myself. And that's when it dawned on me that, like, nobody cares about you more than you should care about yourself. And nobody is giving you the roadmap to like the wins. You have to go find that information. You gotta go discover it. You gotta wanna get it. You gotta wanna do it. And with the right help, the right world of knowledge, it can better help position you. But ultimately you gotta wanna do it. And me and just not wanting to do kind of put me in a really f***ed up position early on.
I'm 16, 17. I can't read. I can't write. And I'm so behind the power curve. And my brain is about being depressed. And my dad beat my mom's not home. And kids are calling me nigger at school. And I'm like, oh, my God, man, what the f*** do I do? And it wasn't like someone came around and said, hey, man, you can do this. This is all me. Some people know, where does this cold man come from? I'm not trying to be cold. It's the reality of my life. It's the reality of a lot of people's lives. And so, yeah, that had to happen for me to be haunted, to pull out, to extract the guy in the day. That haunting is something that's still there today. Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent.
And this young man had been up there a year ago and was riding, and he had a horse accident and he broke 10 ribs. Now, most of us who've been actively riding for years have broken ribs. I have. Most of the guys I know have. But none of us have ever broke 10 ribs. But medically proven, he's got the x-rays, he broke 10 ribs. Punctured lung, one lung deflated. I think he lacerated or punctured his spleen. It was a bad wreck. And there happened to be a vehicle in the area that's close enough by to get him in the vehicle, get him down and get him to the hospital and save his life. It was a bad deal. This year, 1 year later, that young man was up there with us. He got on the same horse he was riding when that wreck happened last year. We went back up on that mountain and went to that spot. That young man rode that horse, the same horse, up the same mountain, and we rode to that spot.
1 year later. Now, if you'd say, Dwayne, that's tough, I would agree. I would agree 1,000%, but I think most people don't understand the type of toughness that is.
The idea of not starting things that I'm not gonna finish, that's what really resonated with me the most. So like, I started a lot of stuff that I didn't complete in the younger years. That was me and my mom's battle. No, you're gonna finish it, and she would make me finish it. Now I wanna quit. No, you're gonna finish it. So I ended up doing a lot of things with an attitude, which is why I have that. And as I got older, you realize, well, why are you putting time into something in the beginning that you don't want to see through? Why? Or just because you have like a rough moment or a rough patch, why is it so easy for you to quit? Why is the idea of quit so quick to you to come up with, and why are you so comfortable with the results of that? I shouldn't be, and that shouldn't be my like motto.
Success isn't a goal, a journey, or a destination. When you get it wrong, it's a horizon. Every single step that you take towards it, it runs one step further away.
So it's like, you know, if you can dream it up, then you can build it. Like, that's the beauty of being an engineer, is like, if something doesn't exist and you want it to exist, you could just will it into an existence.
Yeah.
And what a superpower.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen, people don't know how to cope, and they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else.
But along with that, you do have to set your boundaries and respect who you are, because you will lose a sense of yourself by trying to take care of everyone else. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't set these boundaries. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't take the time out to keep connecting with yourself, even if it's something you love.
If you tell a guy, all right, what you need to do is you need to improve yourself. No, but we're not gonna argue with that. I mean, we're all on the same page there. Okay, you need to start working out. You need to start reading some good books. You know, you need to start growing and improving yourself. But if...
most of the time we're focused on, well, this is how it's meant to go. And let's be honest, 99% of the time it never goes how you think it's gonna go.
Ever, yeah.
And so I always say to people that you'll get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined it. But if you keep imagining it in a certain way, you may miss the path that's unfolding and opening up behind you.
The reality is how can people be consistent over and over and over and over and over again? You know, play in and play out, game in and game out, year in and year out. And I think that's the obsession that I love to try to study and learn and continue to try to put myself in as much as I can, you know, and just try to have a limitless mind and try to continue to think that way and grow that way.
I just compete regardless of whatever it is. Like if it's Connect Four, if we play horseshoes, you probably swim a lot faster than me, but I'll try.
Yeah,
I'll try. I'll try as long as my feet can touch the...
It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's game on.
Yeah, but I'm not swimming as you're in the ocean. I need to be in a pool that my feet are standing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
all right, easy thing to do is sit on the couch and say, fuck, somebody else's fault.
Right. Yeah.
The tough thing to do is, like, life is handing me a moment right now. And, dude, I don't bat 1,000. I mean, it's more like Major League Baseball. I'm hoping 300 gets me in the Hall of Fame. Like, if I can capitalize on 30% of the moments that life gives me and squander the other 70%, I believe I will go into the ground being like, man, I earned life.
Some of them maybe, but I think some of them just don't have discipline. There's an issue with that as well. There's also an issue with momentum. You're not used to doing it. It's not a part of your life. It's not something that you're accustomed to pushing yourself. There's been many, 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 many days where I didn't want to work out. I just didn't feel like I had the energy and I just forced myself. And I think there's very few people out there that know how to force themselves. That's a learned skill.
I think successful people do what unsuccessful people don't like to do. And first of all, whatever we do, and from a business perspective, I need to understand what it is that people in my field do to succeed. So a lot of it is not being ignorant relative to the things that it's going to take. So in business, it might be building a pipeline and my marketing strategy. I think in health, the exercising platform. But what specifically can I do to get to that next level?
How if we don't learn to master the mind and learn to master our emotions, there is no success in life. That you could be anyone and have anything and have everything, but if you weren't able to reduce envy, reduce ego, reduce illusion in your life, then ultimately you're going to be lost no matter what. And I felt those two ideas of self-mastery and service were so attractive that I was like, that seems like a worthy pursuit. Like, that seems like something worth dedicating my life to.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.